Many were amused when, on recent governmental census surveys, Jediism was named as the religion of choice by hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. According to these statistics, there were over 70,000 Jedis in Australia, over 20,000 in Canada, over 50,000 in New Zealand, and almost 400,000 Jedis in England and Wales. Yet I suspect that most people who claimed it as their religion don't seriously consider themselves to be Jedis. And I also suspect that most observers don't regard Jediism as a serious religion, even when some people claim to practice it. It seems obvious that Jediism can't be a religion. But why should we be so sure that one minority belief system is not a real religion when there are so many others that are not obviously much stranger or unlikely? Jediism is presented as a religion in the Star Wars movies in which it originated. It's only a joke because we assume no one could actually believe in a religion that was fictional at its founding. But of course, many people don't believe at least some of the tenets of the more mainstream religions they profess, and to a skeptical point of view, many or all the teachings of most mainstream religions are unbelievable. And there are many religions, including well-known ones such as ancient Greek polytheism, that are currently believed by no one at all. Yet we have no difficulty accepting all of these unbelievable or unbelieved faiths as being, in fact, religions. So again, why does it seem obvious that those who claim to be members of the Jedi religion are only joking or making a political statement, when their beliefs, to a certain perspective at least, are no stranger than, and not less popular than, those of many religions we do believe people sincerely endorse? Part of the answer, I think, is that we're culturally pressured to take recognized religions seriously. The farther from the mainstream a certain religious practice is, the more likely it is to be questioned as a legitimate religion. For instance, many Christians reject Mormonism as being so far at odds with mainstream Christian teachings that it cannot be recognized as a Christian sect at all, and some would classify it as closer to a cult than a religion in its own right. Scientology, which claims to be a religion, is very widely regarded as being something other than religion by those who do not adhere to it. Interestingly, Scientology was not only founded by a science fiction writer, but had its origins in a quasi-scientific, psychological, and philosophical movement which did not at first claim to be a religion. Yet it has achieved a degree of acceptance as a religion, even though it remains controversial. Jediism similarly arose from a science fiction background, but has not benefited from an aggressive public relations and proselytizing movement. So Jediism stands on the fringes of mainstream religion, like Mormonism and Scientology, but has not been actively promoted as a religion. The cultural salience of religion and the mandatory respect for religion that so many cultures promote as a value do not work in favor of Jediism as they do other fringe religions. Part of the issue, too, is that the adoption of Jediism just doesn't feel like religious practice. For one thing, it's too lighthearted. The Star Wars movies are humorous, and the skills and practices they feature, including Jediism, are clearly fantastical and science fictional. Jediism is not so much a path to enlightenment as it is a way of playing out the roles and endorsing the values illustrated by the characters in these movies. Ordinary religion simply isn't as much fun as role-playing at being Luke Skywalker or Obi-Wan Kenobi. So the issue is not whether people really believe the content of the Jedi religion, whatever that is. They don't believe a lot of things in ordinary religions, but we don't question whether they are truly sincere members of those religions. It's not even a question whether Jediism is vague, has questionable origins, or fails to make any sense. Those criteria would invalidate almost all religions. The issue is that Jediism and its believers don't meet our expectations for what a religious community should be like. Jediism wasn't grounded in ponderous prophecy from self-aggrandizing patriarchs. It doesn't overlap the beliefs or practices of more common mainstream earthly religions, and its followers appear to be having too much fun. In fact, it's easy to suspect that the adherents of Jediism are actually taking a satirical poke at mainstream religions, in the same way as the self-declared followers of Pastafarianism, the religion of the flying spaghetti monster. So in the end, we don't accept Jediism as a religion because we don't accept that religion can be unabashedly fictional, lighthearted, or satirical. We have no trouble believing that so-called real religions can be false, oppressive, and humorless, but when we find a belief system that is the opposite of these, our reaction is not to embrace it as a better religion, but to reject it as religion plain and simple. Perhaps Jediism has more to teach us than we realized.